We're learning Masech Tishivamis, Daf Gimel, Min Beis. The Gemara, starting from Daf Gimel, Min Aleph, asks the question, Minyana de Reish Lumutimai, Minyana de Seif Lumutimai. In the Mishnah, there's two Miyutim. The Reish says, Chomesh Esrei Nashim. Whenever it says a number, 15, which we could count the number, it's coming Lumayit, only these 15, nothing more. And the next is Seifa, also Hare Elu, Baitre Sir Seim. What's the point of Hare Elu? To tell you, only these and nothing more. So first the Gemara says, L'mutei d'Rav u'd'Ravasi. So you might, the Chiddush of Rav and Ravasi. The Gemara doesn't even tell us what Rav and Ravasi said. It's later in the Perek. Rashi says, Rav tells you Tzaras Seita is Aser. That's another case of Tzaras Erva. And what's a Tzaras Seita? If somebody's wife is Mizana, and she becomes Aser to him, and he has another wife, and he dies without children. So, first of all, the Seita is Pater. Which is interesting, because she's not a seita to the Yavam, but the Teretz says the marriage of the Yavam is a continuation of the marriage of the Baal, and the Gemara understands that once this whole marriage became Tameh through the Znus, so who would then the Yavam would apply that way? And since Tumuk Sivi Baikai Reis, so Mela, it also has the power to pater the Tzara. That's Tzara Seita. And Avasi is Tzara's Islandess, that if somebody's married to a woman that's an Islandess, not like in the case of the Mishnah where the islandess was a Kedushe Tois and Tzareseim Mutares, because in the Mishnah he never was married to her. They thought he was married, but then they found that she is an islandess, so that makes the Kedushe Tois, so the Tzare is Mutter. In this case he was Makabel, he knew she was an islandess and married her. An islandess is Mufka from Yibam, why? Because that's what the Gemara later says. Why is a vassal the Tzare's islandess is Pater? Because it says, V'haya b'charash a tailored, pral islandish ain't a lettuce. So, an islandess is mufka from Yibam. If she's mufka from Yibam, so Rashi there says, she becomes an eshesach. She becomes an eshesach. So it's her, it's a tzaris eshesach. So it's l'mutei Rav and Ravasi. Now Rav, we don't find clearly anyone who's chaylik, though this gemara is mashma that the stomach of the shas is chaylik, but actually we pass him like Rav. But Ravasi, the gemara there ends up not like Ravasi. The Gemara at the end of the sugya there says that Rava is chalak on Avasi. Rava is tzaras alanis mutaris. Afilu tzaras bita alanis. And Rashi there explains the reason, because even tzaras bita alanis is not only the din stam and alanis which has the din of eshesach, but even if she'd be actually be another ever, she'd be bita. But the point is, an alanis is b'cholam nefelis liyibum. When you have two nashim that are nefel liyibum, and the reason why one of them is patis because she's an erva, so then that patis is a tzar. But an islandess is considered a tzaris erva shalei b'maka mitzvah. The islandess is b'chvalan of the parish of Yibam. So memela, even tzaris bita islandess is mutter. Ravasi holds the islandess is considered an ephelis lehibam, so she's patir because she's an islandess, and memela she could patir the tzara. And Rava looks at it, the islandess was never naif lehibam, she's a tzaris shalei b'maka mitzvah. Because since she's not a basivim b'shum makim, so she's a tzarish leib makim mitzvah. Even without the erva, Taisus on the Afchesim and Aleph kind of says the same thing. Rashi brings it from the Lachas Gedalus. Just one aura that's negay a little bit here. Rav Nachum is ma'ir. So kunduz you have two shitas. Rav Asi says, an islandess path is a tzara, even if she's not an erva. Because she's an islandess. And an islandess herself is pata from Yibam. So meila, she's an eshesach. She's an Eshesach Sheish Labanim, Rashi calls her. So Mela, she patters the Tzara. Like an Eshesach Shalei Be'elamai, like an Eshesach of Me'imai, an islandess is an Eshesach, which has no Yibam, an Eshesach without Yibam patters the Tzara. And Rava holds, that even if she was an Eva, even Tzara's Bita islandess, she was never Neifel Yibam. An Eshesach Shalei Be'elamai is now being Neifel Yibam from the brother that was Be'elamai. Or an Eshesach in the Imai. But the islandess is just not Neifel Yibam. She's not in the parasha of Yibam. If you're not Neifel Yibam, you can't pat the tzara, it's a tzara sevish lay makam mitzvah. Rav Nachum says, when Agamar says l'mutei d'Ravasi, the number 15, or the Hare Elu, is m'mayit Ravasi. In other words, dafka these 15. If the Gemara means Ravas Svara, that it's a tzara sevish lay makam mitzvah, so it's not the pshat, it's 15 and no more. An islandess is a whole different thing. An islandess is not the pshat of Asi holds what, there's another woman that belongs in the Mishnah, although the Gemara says it's Einib but Sarah Sarah, but otherwise the Mishnah would have said it. And it's just you can't find the case of Sarah Sarah because she's an islandess for everyone. So the mid is Mamayrit. You think an islandess is one of the Nashim that patted at Sarah? Terry says no. The case of islandess doesn't pat the Tzara. But if you're going to say that an islandess, even if she is one of the 15, she doesn't pat the Tzara. So you're not being memayit another case. You're not being memayit another Isha, a 16th Isha. You're saying that in the case of islandess, she's not being Nephilim, she can't pat the Tzara. It's a din in these 15, they only pat the Tzara when the Nephilim. Were they to be an islandess and not Nephilim? So don't pater etzara. So not being memayit a specific other case of an isha not being pater etzara. You're being memayit a case with these 15 don't pater etzara. As I effective Nachum, nope, can't say. Maybe it's not so shrey. Maybe for it, the yitter could be memayit it. Rav Nachum says, the emes is, you could say a third thing, right? We have two sheetas. We have an asi, it says an islandess pater etzara, even if she's not bitay. We have Rav saying, Alice is not Patrit Tzara, even if she is Bitoi. And what's the Machlaikis? Do we consider the islandess to be B'maka Mitzvah? Do we consider the islandess to be a Neifeli Yibum, but Mufka from Yibum, but Mu'uka from Yibum? And she Patrit Tzara, oh no, Alice is not Neifeli Yibum Klal. But this Gemara would be Mashma, that there'd be a Chilik. An islandess doesn't Patrit Tzara, but Bita islandess perhaps would. And it means the Ramban. The Ramban, and Afi Beisim now brings two different Yerushalmis, about islandness. The Yerushalmi at the end of the Sug of Islandness, which the Ramban brings afterwards, brings the Tam of the Rishayna that say in Rafa. That's a Tzaras Ever Shleib Mamaka Mitzvah. The Yerushalmi's words are, Ilu bitum in an asuun beloy islandness siras asurim, nation is haizv al sirasim muteris. Yerushalmi asks this question. A daughter, Bath is a Tzara, and she, because she's also an islandness, now mitamal she doesn't. So the Yerushalmi answers, Amle islandness kemishayna ba'ilam. And Alice is like she doesn't exist. If somebody dies, he leaves two Yavamis, one's an islandess, one's not. And the Yavam goes in a Schelitz islandess, was born the islandess. Does that affect the other one then? Doesn't affect at all. Islandess can be shamed. Alice doesn't count. So that's exactly like Rashi, b'shem the Lachs Gedalus, like Taisus and Afches, that Alice is not considered Maka Mitzvah. And even Saris Bita islandess, doesn't matter. But the Ramban says in the beginning of the Sugya Shalmi, Shalmi writes like this. What's the Chilutin islandess that doesn't pat the Tzara? And Eishas Sakshlama does. The Shalmi says, islandess mitam acharet seisa. Alice has a different reason why she's mutter, why she's mumuyit. Ashatelet, yatsazu sheni aledis. Like daikha shenim si bemis et shavakh shalaisa tzirasa. That's the Lashon Yerushalmi. And the Ramban explains, an islandess is not really mufka from Yibum. Because an islandess is a zayte gazach. It's only because she's ain't a roi leilit. If she were to be roi leilit, she'd go to Yibum. So she can't pat the tzara. And Eish Yisach Shalai Blomai, that's afkar from Yibum. Because he's not in the farsha. Keish v'achim yachdav. So then she could pat the tzara. Mashaykin an islandess. And the Ramban says that this won't help for Tzara's Bita islandess. This is kind of an opposite Svara. Not that she's not Neifelibim, no, but she's not an Erva. This Svara is, L'chaira, the way the Elam learns, the Berchah Shmuel brings down this Ramban, Baruch Ber, and he says, oh, but this is Reb Chaim's Svara that we had said earlier, what the yeshivas call Eishas Achta Memela. There, Baruch Ber calls it Eishas Achma Eishas Nefila. If the only reason why she's an Erva is because there's no Yibum, but that Eishas Ach is not an Ervedic Eishas Ach. Okay, that Eishas Ach really would allow it to Yibum. There's a Zaytig reason why there's no Yibum, because she's an islandess, and the Gemara is considering that Zaytig. So Memela, that's not enough to pat the Tzara. So really, like, there are three Shittas. Rav Asiel is an islandess, pat the Tzara. Even the islandess does not beat the islandess. Now, this is Eishas Ach. Is Eishas Ach like an Eishas Ach to Erva? Rava says, even beat the islandess, even if she's talking to her, she doesn't pat the Tzara because there's no Nefila. But there's a sign in the Yerushalmi that if she's an Erva, she would pat the Tzara. But an islandess doesn't make her an Erva. I just, she's an Eishes Sach without Yibam. Yibam's a Zaytik reason why there's no Yibam. That's in the would be Yibam. Granted, there's no Yibam. That doesn't make you an Eishes Sach the Erva. That's like an Eishes Sach the Memela. And that doesn't pat to the Tzara. So Rav Nachman's being Medayik, that's what this Gemara holds. The Lamuti de Ravasi doesn't mean Rava. Doesn't mean she's an Eishes Sach Shal Yibam Maka Mitzvah. Because that's not 15 and not Islandess. All 15 can't be an Islandess. That's just a case where they don't pat to the Tzara. Where these 15 Kufa don't pat to the Tzara. To say 15 of that Islandess means, if she's an Islandess and she's an Erva, also she would pat to the Tzara. But an Islandess alone doesn't make you an Erva to pat to the Tzara. That's limited to Ravasi. Now the Gemara goes right, though. What about Rav and Ravasi? If they hold of each other, so it can't be Mamayit Rav or Ravasi, because Tzara Saita and Tzara Salas is Taka Aser. So what is the Miyat coming? So Gemara says two other things. Tzara's Mememenis and Tzara's Magzah Gerushasai. What's Tzara's Mememenis? Rashi says, if his brother had a Yisei Mektana and another woman, and another wife, and he dies, and afterwards the Ketana says, I'm a Mayan in this Yavam. So she and the Tzara is Aser. That Rashi says for a fact. And Rashi says, and the Mishnah teaches you that even though they're Aser, they still are not Pater from Chalitza, because the Isser is an Isser Derabanan. And the Isser is Xerim Mishum Tzara's Bita Mememenis. Now what's the case? Let's say you have Bita Mememenis, she's an Erva. Because the case of Tzara's Mememenis means that then she's not related at all. He has two wives. One of them is a Ketana, which was a Yisayma. So the marriage is not a marriage Midaraisa. And he dies. So since the marriage is not a marriage Midaraisa, whenever the Ketana wants, she could say, I don't want the marriage. Even after he dies, if she doesn't want the Yavam, she could say, I don't want the marriage L'mafreya, and she's free. But then, the Yavam will not allow to marry her, and not her Tzara either. And why not? What's wrong with marrying a Tzara? She's not a Tzara's Erva B'chlal. So Teretz is Gzeir Mishum Tzara's Bita Memenis. Because if you have the case of Bita Memenis, an Erva, which is Memayin, and even that, this is Shekel Chiddush, but there it's also because at the time of the Misa, she looks like a Tzara's Erva. And Memela, they were Geyser, and they were Geyser, Umemenis, Atta Tzara's Bita Memenis. But what does it mean, Lemute? Rashi holds she is Aser. Lemute means that she needs Chalitza. And the reason why she needs Chalitza is because the whole din is Derabanan. So the Taiz Yishanim and the Taiz Rosh, I'm asking him to Rashi, Taiz Yishanim on the side, Taiz Rosh, because they say, why didn't the Gemara ask a Kasha? Why didn't the Gemara say, not one of Kasha? Why didn't the Gemara say, Lemute Tzara's Amenish? Just like the other one, the Gemara didn't say, Lemute Tzara's Islandess, Lemute Tzara's Seita, so Lemute Derav, Lemute Derav Asi. So why didn't they say, Lemute De Shmuel? Shmuel's the one that said Tzara's Amenish is Asura. Taiz says, because Shmuel says it's Asa to Mizyabim. And even Shmuel, the minion is Lemute Chalitza. That's Rashi's chat. The Ramban and the Rashba argue. The Ramban and the Rashba say you don't need a Mishnah to tell you a Chiddush is not Chalitza. Of course, it's, that there is Chalitza. Of course, it's Chalitza. The whole din is a din derabanan. Of course, it's Chalitza. No Chiddush. Okay. The end of the sugya there says Echad Tzara's Mementis, Echad Tzara's Alus, Echad Tzara's Magzik Rishasei, Kulam Mutaris. Ravin says it B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan. So they argue on Shmuel. So the minyana is that it's not us. That's the point of the minyan. The point of the minyana isn't to say that it needs chalitza. Of course it needs chalitza. The point of the minyan to say is that it can have yibum. So now I'm shot in the Gemara. Rashi says the mutte tzara's menace means the Gemara here holds that it's aser. It's just the mutte means it needs chalitza. And the Rabbanan Rashi says no. The Gemara wouldn't have a miyat that it needs chalitza. The point of the Gemara is the mutte means that she can do yibum. Now the same thing is by Magzik Rishasei. Rashi also says, what's the case of Magzik Rishasei? Man has two wives. He's Megarish one of them. She marries somebody else. He's Megarisher, and he takes her back B'Isser. And then he dies without children. So, Rashi says like this, Shteim Asuris L'Zyabim. Both the Magzik Rishasei and the other Tzara is Asur L'Zyabim. And the Magzik Rishasei is a little similar to the Saita, even though she's a Magzik Rishasei only for the Mace. She's not a Magzik Rishasei for the Yavam, but since the Yavam is taking over the Ishus of the Mace, the Magzik Rishasei is like a pegam, it's like a znus, it's like a tumah of that particular ishus, and that is nimshach to the ishus of the Yavam as well. But Rashi says the Tzara is aser, and the Mishnah is teaching you feini chalitza. And the Rashi explained, like we said, the Rashi forget. The Mishnah is not teaching you chalitza. The Mishnah is teaching you that she's mutter, and that was the Rabbi Yechanan at the end of the sugya, that said Echad Saris Menes, Echad Saris Masik Shasei, Kulumitaris. And that's how the mission, that's how the Gemara here is going, like the Mandi Amitz Mutter. And then Chanami, if you hold this Aser, then you're going to have to hold that the Miyad is Rav Nervasi, not like Rav Nervasi. That's what the Rashba says. So Rabbi Tzav Enishberg and the Gilian Ashashim of Kiva Ega are bothered. They ask Kasha and Rashi from the Gemara that says that Tzaris Mashri Shasi is Muteris. They're like bothered. Why does Rashi say it's Aser? Rabbi Kvega asks a similar Kasha and Rashi about Tzaris Mamenes, that also the Gemara says that it's Mutter. Why did Rashi say that it's Aser? That's not so Shwe. Maybe Rashi wanted to learn the Gemara that could go even according to Shmuel, that hold, this is an Aser. But Tzaris Mashri Shasi, we don't really even find the man, the Yama, clearly that says that it's Aser. The Gemara has a Shaila. The Gemara was an Abay in that Gemara. Do we say that Ma'asri Shasi asks the Tzara or not? It was the Gemara Shaila there. And the Gemara says different Stadim, and the Gemara didn't say clearly that there's any man the Yamar that holds that it's Aser. So why can't Rashi learn the Gemara Kipshutai? Lemute Tzara's Ma'asri Shasi, now that Rashi says, she's Aser. Lemute means that she doesn't have Chalitza. Where do you get it from? There's a, Ravin says, Rashi Yechon, that she's Mutter. There's no Klari Gemara that holds that it's Aser. Why not learn the Gemara saying that Tzaris Mashasi is Mutter? Why did Rashi like say, Bepshitas, Shteim Asures, and the Mia teaches you that she needs Chalitza? The Gemara's Maskana there is that she's Mutter. Al Kapanim, Rabbi Tzav Enishberg and Rabbi Kiva Ega have that Shvei with Rashi. So Rabbi Nachum later, in the Sugya Mashasi, says an interesting text. He says like this. He says, he lends up the Gemara there, that the Ma'asik Rishase herself is part of Amib Mechalitza. Because we say, B'mutu l'nesla b'asho l'kolshkein, and she became asa to the Baal, kolshkein to the Yavam. The Yavam is no Yivam in the Ma'asik Rishase. And why is it Tzara Mutter? Because it's not enough to ask the Tzara. Then the Shaila is, Hayesa Ma'asik Rishase has no Yivam, so she's an Eishas Ach. So why is the nation's not part of the Tzara? Right? This question that comes up a lot. The Teretz is the same Yisoid we say a lot of times. It's not the Eishes Ach that's the problem. The Eishes Ach never became an Erva. The Eishes Ach Betzim is something which could make a Yibum. Now, Vas is the Zaytik Eikov, the Ma'asik Rishas is the Eikov. Such an Eishes Ach doesn't part of the Tzara. Right? Okay. Azakt Rav Nachum, but this Gemara is going according to Rav Asi. The Ma'aser Kasha, what does Rav Asi do? Rav Asi holds that Tzaris Island is his Aser. What does he do with this Gemara? Teretz says, Rav Asi learns, if he holds like Rav, that the two Miyutim are, one for Tzaris and the Menes, one for Tzaris Ma'aser. Rav Asi, he doesn't hold an Eishes Ach, the Memela doesn't pat to Tzara, because that should apply to Islandists as well. What's the Chiluk Islandists and Ma'aser Kishasai? He holds that once he's a Ptur Yibum, he becomes an Eishes Ach, he's part of the Tzara. So why would Rav Asi be Mechaltin Eilis of Ma'asri Yisasei? If a Ma'asri Yisasei doesn't go to Yibum, that's what we're assuming. So she's an Eishes Ach. So why is an Eishes Ach part of the Tzara? Because as he said, Eishes Ach only part of the Tzara when it's like an Eishes Ach Sheish Levanim, when Sheish Ach that became an Erva. But Stam, as I think a Iku from Yibum is not going to make it into an Eishes Ach to part of the Tzara. Rav Asi himself doesn't hold that way. That should apply to Islanders as well, like we said. Elamai, the Mishnah doesn't mean she can be Miyabim. The Mishnah just means she has to get Chalitza. And there Rav Asi called it. Now, I'm not 100% sure, I have to go through the Cheshbon, why according to Rav Asi would she have Chalitza? You see also by Chayv Lam Vasei, which also, Chayv Lam Vasei, the Mufka from Yibim, Pashtus is an innovation, Zach, it's a Shaila. If Rav Nachum's cheshbon is correct, I guess they'd also ask the Tzara. But the shaila is, Chayv Lama say even they themselves get Chalitza. So the Eishes Ach doesn't have a correct to pat them from Chalitza. So maybe that's the word, that the Eishes Ach doesn't necessarily have a kayach by Ma'asik Rishasai or by Chayv Lama say to pat from Chalitza, although Islandist does. But it can still ask the Tzara, it's just both her and the Tzara would need Chalitza. I have to imagine a little bit more about it. But that's what I saw in Rav Nachum in the Sugya later. Now the Gemara asks the Kasha, according to Rav, the Tzara Seita is Taka Asir, and according to Rav Asi, Tzara's Islands is Taka Asir, why did the Mishnah say it? Why did the Mishnah bring in 16 or 17 Ashim with Pater, a Seita, an Islandist, they'd also Pater the Tzara? The Gemara answers, and the Chanami could have. The reason why he didn't is because ain't a bitzara sar. There is no case of tzara sar. Bitzara they pata, just like the 15. But all the other 15, we have another case where the tzara marries another brother and has a tzara sar. But the islandist, she can't marry another brother, she's an islandist to all the brothers. The Saita, she's a Saita to the Baal, to the mace. The problem of Saita and Tzara Saita would be to all the brothers equally, so there can't be a brother that married the Tzara, and then you have the case of Tzara Tzara. Vishayna v'Tzara Tzara. That's the Gemara. So Taisus asks Akasha, I have a case of Tzara Tzara by Saita, by the Baal. And Taisus' case is, if you have a Saita, an Eshes Ish that was Mizana, and then she married the brother of the Baal, and which is fine, and now the brother of the Baal died, and now the Baal is not allowed to marry her because he's a Saita the Baal, and there's another wife, so shame that she can't marry the Baal and she'd be Pata Femib Mechalitza because she's a Saita, so until Mekseva Bakarai, so she'll Pata the Tzara, and then now she can marry another brother because she's only a Saita to the Baal, who's one of the brothers, and you can have a Tzara Tzara. That's Taisus Kasha. So the second, the first teres of Taisus is that since by the Baal you don't have a case of Tzara Tzara, so you can't be machmer by the Baal more than the Baal. So since by the Baal there is no case of Tzara Tzara, by the Baal the Tzara Tzara would taka be mutter to the Baal. And Taisus' second teres is even for the Baal we only say Saita for a Baal has a din of Karais. A Saita for a Baal has a din Karais. It's not for a Saita for the Baal, not for the Baal. That's Taisus Teretz. So Rabbi Kivega in the Gilui Nashah says that the Yishalmi is Mavur like Taisus second Teretz. The Yishalmi is Mavur that a Tzara Saita for a Baal is Mutter. And the Sharash points out the Yishalmi's case is slightly different than Taisus' case. Taisus' case is that she went, after she was Mizana, and I guess the Baal divorced her, she went and married the brother of the Baal. The Yishalmi's case is she married the Baal himself. So she's really not usher to the brother of the Baal, to the Yavam in this case. Now by Saita, we say a Svara, that when the Isha is Mizana, and she messes up the Ishus of the husband, and he dies, so that Din Saita is Nimshech to the Yavam. But here, by the Baal, the Yishalmi says we don't say that. That when a Baal marries the Saita that he was Baal and dies without children, so she's Muteris and the Tzara is Muteris to the Yavam. So Mele, it's not Mamash Arayif in the Yishalmi, not like Taisus. Yishalmi is a case where the Baal marries her. There you don't say that the Ishus of the Baal got messed up and now be Nimshach to the Yavam. She's also to the Baal. That has nothing to do with the Yavam. But if the brother of the Baal marries her, and the Baal is the Yavam, so you have the Isser Saita, there the Yishalmi doesn't say anything, there you could say that Isser Saita is like a Rais and Mupata the Tzara. That's what the Rishash is Ma'ir on Rabbi Kivega's Ara from the Yishalmi. Now, Rabbi Chanan asks Akasha, Kaivet Tzara Simen Yudeis Aizvav, on the first Teres of Taisus. The first Teres of Taisus is, we're not Machmir by the Baal more than by the Baal. And we're not machmer by the Baal more than by the Baal. By the Baal there's no Isser Tzara Tzara. So by the Baal also there's no Isser Tzara Tzara. So it's very strange. It's not the pshat by the Baal that Tzara Tzara is mutter. By the Baal there's no case of Tzara Tzara. It happens to be, it's impossible to have such a case by the Baal. When a Saita is Mizana, and the Baal dies, so the din of Saita and Tzara Saita applies to all his brothers equally. There is no case that for one brother she's the Tzara Saita, and for the other brother she's not, and then the other brother can marry the Tzara, and then it'll be Negeya to the first brother, the Tzara Tzara. They're all Tzara Saita. But by the Baal, there is a case of Tzara Tzara, that she marries the brother of the Baal, she's a Tzara Saita to the Baal, she's not a Tzara Saita to the other brother, so the Tzara marries the other brother, and now the wife of the other brother is the Tzara Tzara. So Vishlaimeth by the Baal, it's mutter, so of course by the Baal it's also mutter. The Issa of the Baal is learned from the Issa of the Baal. But by the Baal there's no heter of Tzara Tzara. The Baal is a din that Tomek Sivu Bakarais, so the Tzara is Aser, And by Arayis, the Tzara Sar is also Aser. Happens to be by the Baal, there's no case of Tzara Sar. But the Din Arayis that's there by the Baal should Aser the Tzara Sar. There's no case. So why shouldn't the Baal have that same Tumah? And by the Baal, would Aser the Tzara Sar. Maybe Stalin ain't done an Efshem Mishi Efshem. That's what Rechanan is bothered with. But he says that Vaistais, the Din Tumah that's there by the Baal, is that the Baal gets all the dinim of the Baal. It's not like a Nematzinu, that whatever's by the Baal is by the Baal. The din is, the Baal takes all the Isurim that the Baal has. The Baal happens not to have an Issur of Sarah Sarah, so the Baal doesn't get it either. That's not Chiddush. That's Rabbi Chanan. Then Rabbi Chanan asks another Kasha, familiar Kasha, that Lamaisa that Sarah in the Nefilah Shniya is Aser, and she becomes part of Chalitza and Yibam. He's just saying that Sarah isn't Aser. But the Tzara, which is Aser, should be Aser by the Nefilah Shniyah as well. So Mamela, by the Nefilah Shniyah, she should be an Eshesach. So why isn't she Pater? Al Sarah's Eshesach. As they affected Bachan, very interesting, and he finds the Tzarechian. Now this is the familiar Kasha that we spoke about in that Bezim and Days. This really depends how you answer, or what you do with Rabbi Kivega's Kasha. Famous Kasha from Rabbi Kivega. Why do we need a Pasuk telling you Sarah is Aser, especially Xerus the Kasa of Litzrar, to tell you Sarah. Once you know that Tzara is Aser, then the Tzara becomes an Eshesach. So the Sarah, she's the Tzara's Eshesach. A Tzara's Eshesach should be Aser. That's the question. So he said over, and the Seidah Dava was, that Eshesach, and Eshesach the Mamela, Eshesach Ma'isin Afila, doesn't pat to the Tzara. Notice, if the only problem is Eshesach, and that Eshesach really should bring it to Yibam, and it's just a Zaytig problem, why not? That Eshesach is not an Eshesach to Erva, that's not an Afkar from Yibam, Adra, but Eshesach really would have brought it to Yibam, there's a different reason why she's not being Miyabim, and male, that Eshesach can't pat to the Tzara. So, who would in here? If by Baal, there's no din of Sarasara, because since by Baal there's no Hechtims of Sarasara, by Baal there's no din of Sarasara. You can't ask El Sarah Eishesach, because the Eishesach can't bat to the Tzara. The Eishesach really would come to Yibam. But like we spoke then, L'chari, that's a good story by the Nefilah Rishayna. When you have a case, like we said earlier, by Tzara's Islandess, by Tzara's Magz Grushasai, by Chai V'Lav V'Asei, with these cases, you have a din of the Eishesach, but the Eishesach is not the problem, so Mela doesn't pat to the Tzara. But when you already had the Nefilah Rishayna, and the Tzara's Erva was Mufka from Yibum, for whatever reason, because she's a Tzara's Erva by the Nefilah Rishayna, and now she marries another brother. So the Eishes Ach of the first brother, L'chayr should stare the Yibum now from the second brother, just like Eishes Ach Shloya by Lomai, where the Eishes Ach of the first brother that was Loya by Lomai, or Eishes Ach of the Imai, stares the Yibum of this second Nefila, even though this Eishesach is Eishesach me'av of the Eishesach b'olamai. So my Tzara's Erva, when we're dealing with the second Nefila, that's in the case of Tzara's Sarah, so the Tzara's Erva should have a problem with Eishesach that's being Menei HaYibam. And Rashi says this. Rashi says that is why the Tzara on the second Nefila doesn't go to Yibam. Not because she's a Tzara's Erva, because this time around she's not a Tzara's Erva. It's because last time she was a Tzara's Erva, so this time she's an Eishesach. An Eishesach Shleish Lebanim. So that Avada should pat to the Tzara. That was the problem we have with this Teretz. And we said there, Avart, that someone will learn Hagufa. That's the limit of Tzara's Sarah. That when the Tzara's Erva becomes pater by the first Nefila, the limit of Tzara's Sarah teaches you that she's an Eishesach, and she's an Eishesach even by the Nefila Shnia, and she'll pat to the Tzara. But if this is true, and like Rashi said on the Mishnah that Bezim obeys, that a tzara because she's an Eshesach, so you can't be mechalik anymore between a Saita Levayel and any other Erva. It's not a point of Saita Levayel, she's an Eshesach. Hayes, the Saita Levayel patted the tzara the first time around, so the din of Sarasara teaches you she's an Eshesach. You're gonna have to say that no. Sarah doesn't work out Eishesach. Even the second time around, she's not an Eishesach. She's a Tzara's Erva the second time around. And the Eishesach, even the second time around, can't pater anything. But the second time around, the tzaris erva from the first time around is still there to pater the second time around, and she could pater the tzara. And then you could say that by bayil, there's no din of tzara tzara. So Mela, normally, the eshesach never paters the tzara tzara, not like Rashi Beis and Beis. Because even the second time around, it's called an eshesach de Mela, it's called an eshesach, which is not an erva. What's patering the second time around? The tzara tzara continues. And not only continues, but a path is a tzara, makes it in tzara 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 tzara. See, you can't say in Taisus that the tzara tzara of tzara tzara is that she becomes an eshesach from the first nefila, and the eshesach path is a tzara tzara. According to Taisus, you have to say that the chiddush of tzara tzara is that she's still not an eshesach. It's the tzara tzara that path is, and the tzara tzara is still the by nefila shnia, and that path is a tzara, and then you could say that by sight de Levayel, you don't have that din. I saw all this in Avshur Rozovsky, Simon Beis, Eis Beis, Berich. He says this cheshbon, if you're going to answer Rabbi Chanan's kasha and Taisus, Enoch and I mean the Sarah doesn't pat, Eshesach doesn't patu, with the same Sarah, Eshesach to Mamela, you're going to have to say that what ends up patering the Sarah is not that Noch the din of Sarah, that Sarah's Erva becomes an Eshesach to Erva, and the Eshesach Bat is a Tzara, because that would apply to Tzara Lebayel also. You're going to have to say that what Bat is a Tzara, Tzara is, she's still not an Eshesach to Erva. The Eshesach doesn't Bat even by Nefila Shnia, the Tzara's Erva Bat is by Nefila Shnia, and then there's a new din of Tzara, Tzara, and that doesn't apply to Tzara Lebayel. That's Rav Shmuel Wazowski's Kachman.